A new play opened this week in Beirut, Lebanon. It's an adaptation of a book that describes life in the Palestinian city of Ramallah in the West Bank under an Israeli curfew. The play is not a political polemic. It's one woman's poignant story of being locked up with her husband's family for a month and a half. It's called Sharon and My Mother-in-Law. The World's Aaron Schachter has more.
Spring 2002 was a desperate period in Israeli-Palestinian relations. Suicide bombers detonated with despairing regularity, and Israel cracked down hard on the West Bank. One of the things it did was impose almost round-the-clock curfews. TV coverage at the time showed Israeli tanks and jeeps rolling down dusty, deserted streets. But it missed what went on behind the shuttered windows, or how people scampered around during the hours when curfews were lifted. Sharon and My Mother-in-Law was written in English by Palestinian architect Suad Amiri. The book was a big hit, translated into 11 languages, mainly for what it was not. It wasn't another pedantic tome on the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, but rather a poignant, angry, and even funny look at life under occupation and military curfews. The book was adapted for the stage by Afaf Shawabibi, who also stars in the play.
We tried to keep it a light play, and we didn't want to make caricatures of anyone or offend anyone by demonizing any of the characters more than the other characters. Hopefully, whether you're American or British or Jewish or Christian or Muslim or whatever you are, hopefully watching this play, you won't feel like you're offended by it or attacked.
I'm so tired! I wonder why I get so tired so quickly!
The brilliance of this play is that it takes this hassle that we can all relate to and puts it under circumstances that we can't relate to.
Hassan Preisler is a Danish actor who's come to Beirut to direct the play. He says, after all, who doesn't have a mother-in-law or a parent or another family member it would be torture to spend 42 days with?
It sneaks in a way, the whole situation of living under curfew and living with war and everything through something that all of us throughout the world know about. But doing that, it makes us able to understand what goes on.
But the play goes beyond explaining what life is like under curfew. It gives a glimpse into what life is like under occupation as well, the stultifying checkpoints, the arbitrary behavior of the soldiers in charge, and the bizarre randomness of life. At one point, Amiri is desperate for a residency permit, called a hawiya, and appeals to the Israeli soldier in charge of her case.
Listen, Captain Yossi, I've been dealing with your nonsense for too long now. Do you have any clue what you put me through all these years waiting for a stupid hawiya?
This production is sparse but powerful. The play runs in Beirut for 10 days and then heads to Jordan next month. There's a London date yet to be announced, and if all goes well, a spot at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival next year. For The World, I'm Aaron Schachter in Beirut.